Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It is Friday all day. Embrace the Friday, everybody. No matter what else happens today, it's Friday all day. Ed Sheeran tickets.
Oh.
Today's the last day of this. I'm going to say this. This has been a great few weeks, like some really cool giveaways. Wait until you hear what we have next week. Like, it's really good.
It's really good.
Really, really good. We're not revealing that till Monday, though, are we?
I don't think so.
Yeah. But today, all day, every hour, we've got Ed Sheeran tickets. So this is your last chance.
Well, next today, week, though, today. You won't believe it.
You're not going
to
believe it.
Hold on to your head.
Hold on. And you, it's you and like a, oh boy, and your whole girl squad. Going to this thing. It's big. Ed Sheeran tickets right now. The word is ticket. T-I-C-K-E-T. This hour's code word is ticket. Text ticket to our contest line 20357 and you'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran July 25th at Levi's Stadium. The word is ticket. 20357 is the contest line courtesy of Messina Touring Group. If you want to go to the big show next summer, this hour's code word is ticket. This part of the show is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows how to put the community in community banking. For over 60 years, it's on the other line. For over 60 years, this family-owned bank and its foundation have been bringing people together through partnerships with local businesses and nonprofits like Ohlone College, Red and White Fleet, and Open Heart Kitchen. Learn more about Fremont Bank at FremontBank.com.
No one around here can feel you like I can right now.
Just says it ends community and community.
Oh, those tags. They're
oh,
fun.
Banking. Mm. Well, I could have pre-read it too, but I feel like I've heard, you know, we do Fremont Bank tags all the time. I'm like, there can't be any surprises in this.
Usually make Vinny do them though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. That's why I was laughing because I know that feeling when you get there and
uh-oh.
Go.
Oh.
Yes, I could have looked at this first, but I was also looking at 50,000 other things before we started. So, you know, there is a reason. I wasn't just picking my butt.
Oh.
Were you just picking your butt?
No, but I was just picturing you multitasking.
Well,
you know, picking your butt and reading things.
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah.
thank you.
Very nice. Okay, I want to do this. You know, there was a lot of talk about Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad, and people were upset about it. People said, who cares about it?
But the reason for the anger was she's promoting the master race. Is that it?
Yes. They said, you know, you're having good genes. Why? Because you're a white chick and, you know, with
big blue
boobs,
eyes
right,
and
sure.
big boobs. And
so Katie Couric poked a little fun at Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad in a new PSA for colon cancer screenings. And
if you don't know, her husband passed away from colon cancer, right?
Yeah, I think he was like 48. It's been a long time. 25 years ago, she became the first person in history to broadcast a colonoscopy on national TV. Oh, he was 42. 1998, he died of colon cancer. Katie told People magazine about the Sydney Sweeney ads. She said, that ad showed how pop culture and a pair of jeans could really shape the cultural conversation. She's not saying anything else about it except it got a conversation going. It was everywhere, she says. It was a moment in time, and we thought, why don't we ride that horse a little bit longer and have some fun with it? So here is Katie Couric's colon cancer PSA.
Speaking of jeans,
Did you know that the majority of people who develop colon cancer are not genetically predisposed to the disease?
She's laying on a hospital bed.
That's why doctors recommend everyone 45 and older get checked. Mine are televised.
Katie Couric gets regular screenings. And if you're 45 or older, you should too.
Can your camera crew back off, please?
No.
So it's lead from behind which
cute.
Is the lead from behind, and the B in behind is a butt.
Very cute.
It is. It's really cute. So it starts really close on her face, and she looks beautiful. By the way, a quick mini game. How old is Katie Couric? We just watched the video. I put it up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page if you want to see it for yourself. How old is she? How old's that guy?
64.
65.
What do you think, Bobby?
69.
She is 68 years old. Congratulations, Bob. You've gotten your one up for today's.
Finally.
Yeah.
I needed a win.
You won yesterday.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
You won the Friends game.
Oh.
Actually.
No, she won the whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, she won the whole thing.
For the record, just on the theme there, if you get yourself a colonoscopy by the doctor's order, they will also look at that test and go, you don't need to come back for
10 years or 5 years.
But if they see things, then they'll also be like, we need you back here next year.
Yeah.
And I'm currently on a 5-year break.
But if they see anything, they'll take it off right then.
Uh-huh.
So they can test it and just get rid of it and make sure it doesn't develop into something that would be a problem.
So it's not like if you get one, they're going to start booking you for every year for the rest of your life. They actually don't want you to do it all the time if you're not someone at risk.
I'm due. I my dad had colon cancer, so Luigi. So I'm on the at-risk list.
Oh. Well, and she was even saying, though, you know, it's not necessarily a genetic thing, but... Certainly.
Oh, well, and also, this is another one of those, families don't talk either. Like, luckily, you know, my mom said to me, I don't know, maybe last year, you know, grandma died from colon cancer. And I was like, no, why would I know that? No one's ever said that to me. No, I didn't know that. Mm. So when I filled out the, are you an at risk? Has anyone in your family? I went, no, because why would I know that?
Right. Unless you'd been told.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe... families talk to each other mm-hmm. about what kind of pre-existing conditions could be there.
Yeah,
that's also a good share.
Ask questions.
Maybe not at the dinner table, but sometime, somewhere. You know, maybe on
when the ad for Dynasty is on. You know, you're sitting watching with your son. Didn't you watch Dynasty with her?
I did.
She could have said, "Oh, just so you know." You could have said, Mom, is there anything I should know? I have a doctor's appointment coming up. Are there any things that our family's predisposed to?
Everybody assumes you knew everything. You didn't know that?
No.
No.
That was anyway. Like my mom when I first went to AA. She was like, oh, yeah, my sister died of alcoholism and drank herself to death. And I'm like, well, that should have been talked about a lot earlier.
I didn't want you to think I was an alcoholic.
It's not
gulp,
funny.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
But it is funny that people don't talk about these things. They just mm-hmm. don't. So anyway, yeah, go get screened if you can. Good job,
it's
Katie.
It's a cute clip, and it's a nice send-up. In fact, it's funny because when they're finally in the long shot where she's got the jeans jacket on, and then it's revealed that she's laying on a gurney and she's got the hospital gown underneath, she actually kind of looks like Sydney Sweeney.
It's a really
good little clip. So there's that. I wanted to talk. There's a couple things here. This is kind of a no duh, but I've got some numbers for you. So I thought I'd tell you. Streaming is overtaking theaters for movie watchers.
Dear George.
I know, right? Americans are more likely to watch newly released movies from the comfort of their own homes instead of heading out to a theater. According to a new poll, about 3/4 of U.S. adults said they watched a new movie on streaming instead of in the theater at least once in the past year. About 3 in 10 people said that they watched a new movie on streaming at least once a month. So once a, you know, at least once in the past year, 75%. And then about 30% were like, I do that all the time. Meanwhile, about 2/3 of Americans say that they have watched a recently released movie in a theater in the past year. And I just did that. I think my one for the year was Spinal Tap 2 with Bob's Movie Club. And I can't think of anything else I've actually gone to the movies for. Now, Bob goes to movies.
I go to movies.
Well, you go to kids' movies.
Yes.
Have you gone to like a date night movie with your wife at all in the last year?
Not that I can remember, but we do that as a family, and it's actually fun to get out of the house and go see a movie and all the stuff.
Oh, it could, because it comes with so much fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And for a kid, it's like, we're out of the house. I'm going to get some popcorn or maybe some candy. We probably go to dinner at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a whole, it's a family date.
Yep.
I like the movies with, if I have to go to the movies, if it's like a big screen movie, like Superman, I needed to see on the big screen.
Oh, you did go in and see it?
I did go to see Superman.
Well, about 2/3 of Americans say, I have done that in the last year. Only 16% said that they went at least once a month. I used to go to movies at least once a month. I'd go there and just watch a movie and I would be the only person in the theater. It would be, you know, I'd go to the 11:30 screening. Or
why'd you stop?
The pandemic.
Oh, so you just never took it back up.
I just didn't pick it back up. And sometimes John would come with me or I'd call a friend. I went on a few dates with that hot guy that lives near me, Mike J. We went to a movie together. No, my dating is over. Even my solo stuff. But one of the main reasons I went there was because I was like, we got to go to a theater that has Kettle Corn.
Yeah.
Oh, where has Kettle Corn?
Oh, I don't know what
has
it now.
Where has Kettle Corn?
I don't know where it is now because I haven't been to a movie theater in forever, but it used to be at most of the movie theaters.
Do you love Texas, that? 800, 300.
You love that stuff?
800, 400, 3697.
Get the number right.
Do you love that stuff?
No, Kettle Corn's weird.
Why do you care then? Kettle Corn's delicious.
Because it's interesting.
Oh,
all right. It's kind of funny what she finds interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Kettle Corn? What? I hate that stuff. Where is it?
Little kettle.
Where has that?
Where has that?
God forbid I'm excited about what you're saying.
Well no, that's good. It's just I thought for sure you were going to say, yes, I love Kettle Corn.
It's kind of weird, though, how sweet it is.
That's the
point. Yes, that's the point. It's sweet and salty.
I bet it's one of those things that I'm going to develop a taste for.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's an old people thing.
It could be.
I didn't mean it like that,
I don't feel burned by it. I do feel like my taste has changed a lot. And I'm twice her age. So if it is that... Okay, not that surprising. The Amazing Race, season 38. I believe that kicked off last night. This is one I might actually watch. This is, let's see. Oh, yeah, last night, the 25th. 13 duos and at least half the duos are, well, one of these doesn't have a Big Brother thing. So maybe there are two duos that aren't, but they're all Big Brother players. So Taylor, who won Big Brother 24, she was the first Black woman to win, and she also hosts the Big Brother Unlocked series that they're doing. She and Derek from, I don't know, however many seasons ago, she's doing it with another Big Brother contestant named Kyland, who a lot of these names, I was like, no. Tucker from season 25, I think that was last summer, Tucker. He was like loud. And do you remember him at all? Did you watch any Big Brother? So him and his brother. So that should be interesting. And then let me see. Jag, who won. And I was always a little bit mad.
Jag,
that was his name. I was always a little mad that he won because he was one of those people who was voted out like early-ish on the show, and he got to do a battle back where somebody who'd been eliminated was going to get to come back in to the show, and then he wound up winning the whole thing. And I just feel like once they voted you out, I think that should be the end.
But it's Big Brother.
Yeah. Expect the unexpected. So there's a whole long list here. Enzo, who's actually been on the show a couple times,
Enzo, I recognize that name. Yeah.
There's a few people. They say what year they were on, but I'm like, I don't know who Matt was or Kat was or any of that. So I guess they'll probably be recognizable if you check out the show. But as I was looking at this, and I think that's great. I like that they do the Big Brother people. They should do a Survivor one too. A lot of Survivor people, a lot of Big Brother people will be among the contestants. but this is the bulk of them are at least half the duo is Big Brother. There's some rules that Amazing Race contestants must follow, and they get updated fairly regularly, depending on how people have found a new creative way to cheat. There's an age requirement. That seems normal. Got to be at least 18 to even be considered. A grandma-granddaughter team, I guess once we're on there. The grandma was in the late 70s, but she ran all the time, so she did pretty well on there. Contestants can't say to anyone that they were on the show until the cast list is publicly announced by the network. That seems fine. You can't use your own money during the race. That seems really obvious, too. They usually give them a certain amount of cash. They also aren't allowed to beg for money during the race. And I want to say, I saw a season of that where they were hitting people up for money. Mm. And I think they must have put that in place.
By the way, Big Brother Danielle texted in and said it's all Big Brother players for the Amazing Race.
Oh, it is. They didn't put the seasons for a couple of them. Mm, so I thought.
But that's what she's
thank
saying.
You.
She would know, Danielle. Hi.
Yeah, Danielle, aren't you on this show?
Yeah.
Come on, Danielle.
I would have been your partner.
Oh.
She told us why she doesn't do certain shows.
Why? Just the amount of time you're away?
She needs them to pay her better.
Mm. You know, they do say in this particular thing that everybody does get some money. Like there's a prize, there's an additional sort of pay. I think there's probably TV rules too. Like, you know, even though you're a game show contestant, there's probably some kind of union thing in there. But that they do split a pot. If you're out early, you would obviously get less of the pot, but there's some money for the people who don't.
Well, she's working a day job and had said, like, I would do more and I would act or I would do anything if the pay was right, but I can't keep walking away from my job for no money.
I was on two game shows and I got $100. That's what
is that like an extra daily pay?
Yeah.
I think we got $80 for being on, in that Robin Williams movie, Patch Adams.
I don't even remember getting money, but I mean, you take that $100 and you go right down to the cable store and you pay your bill, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm here with my money.
I went right to Foot Locker.
Teams are responsible for booking their own flights is one of the things they have in the story. And I thought, well, yeah, they usually go up and do it, but not all, it's actually sort of interesting. This is where like their film production crew is two people. And they have to book, they have to make sure that there are four seats on the flight because they can't travel separately. They're actually not supposed to get beyond 20 feet away. And sometimes they'll make you wait for your camera crew if they've gotten lost behind you. Because that's apparently happened and somebody wound up getting eliminated because they had to sit there and wait for their camera crew to catch up with them. But they say that's part of the deal. And they're saying, let's see, teams that are uncertain about which flight to book sometimes look to producers to follow their leads, the people that they're with. But they aren't always traveling to the same location within the race route. Some teams look to see, I guess somebody went on a plane to Tokyo in order to get to Hawaii. They didn't know there was a direct flight to Hawaii, so they wasted time connecting in Tokyo.
So that
can screw you. And you have to book for yourself, but there also has to be enough room for the crew as well. No GPS. You may have to drive a stick shift. Those all seem okay. You got to abide by the cultural norms and guidelines of the different countries. And I guess they say they do a week-long training session to prevent disrespecting the cultures of the places that they're going to go to.
That's good.
Teams, you can't overbook as a strategy. They say here, we had one team order over $300,000 worth of tickets for one flight. It was just ridiculous. They would book every flight out of town. So now they can only book one flight, ensuring that's the flight that they want to be on.
Oh,
I know, it's funny.
Pretty sneaky.
It's cool how these games evolve based on, and they were saying this in the premiere of Survivor the other night, that the game evolves based on how people play it.
Yeah.
So the things that you come up with can become norms in the game or they can change the rules significantly.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It is. It's fun. It's like, it's why it's fun to watch the first season. I remember the first season of Big Brother. And what they sort of had planned. Remember, they had chickens that they had to take care of, and there was all this stuff. And then you watch as people play it, and as you know, the audience makes their input. I think it was like maybe a few years in, they started figuring out that you could backdoor someone by hot by not nominating them. Everybody fights for the veto, and then that person gets put up there, and then they don't have a chance to fight for safety. Now and that's become just that was somebody thought it up on the
standard
show.
Gameplay,
and it's absolutely
now, right?
Standard gameplay.
Except now the BB Blockbuster makes that almost impossible.
Yeah, it does. Okay, Vinny, I'm totally out of time. What's coming up?
Are you Mr. Right?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Long form, go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button. What are you laughing about?
Because we're YouTube people who say smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, that is.
That's what the cool kids say.
That's one of those things that I've heard the people on YouTube say that before.
Yeah.
Now we're among them.
Yeah, that's us. We have a YouTube page. What? Sarah and Vinny YouTube page.
Oh, biggie. It's got a big old YouTube page.
Yeah, you know.
Smash that subscribe button.
Do it.
Oh, wait, I have to read a tag. Hold on.
Okay.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford's got September savings. The deals are great and even better if you can get in there before September 30th, you can lease a Mach-E for just $225 a month. That's an electric car. I'm driving one. I love this thing. Mm-hmm. $225 a month on lease or buy with 0% APR and $2,000 back. Sweet. Hurry. Federal EV tax credits expire September 30th. That's even more savings. Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Real people, real deals. And I can tell you from my own experience, I am loving my Mach-E.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's a beautiful car.
I love that thing. Drives great. And electric is the way to go. Mm. I'm enjoying that very much. Mostly sunny today. You might still have some overcast conditions, but that should burn off. Highs in the low 80s today and a cooler weekend ahead.
Nice. I'm ready for that.
Rain possible by Monday. I'll know more as we get closer. But keep that in mind for your Monday commute. If you've got a day where you can go, I'll stay home today. Maybe that's the day.
Maybe.
Maybe not. The Jags are in town to take on the 49ers at 1 p.m. on Sunday. It's a home game. You know what that means. All of you who live near the stadium.
Right. Sell parking spaces for $20.
Yeah.
In your front yard.
Yep.
$20. Who am I kidding?
Who are you kidding?
Yeah. It's National Pancake Day, and while I'm not interested in giving you a list of all the places you can find a deal, there should be some place that you can find a deal on pancakes for this National Pancake Day. They also say that it looks like there's two National Pancake Days.
Oh.
So waffles must be pissed off, but
yeah.
What are you going to do?
I do love a pancake.
Yeah, pancakes are great and easy to make.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those where you can't not make a pancake. It's Bisquick, egg, and milk. Blend. Maybe a splash of vanilla if you're into it.
Yeah.
Done.
They even have the shake and pour. Like, it's like a little plastic dispenser. You add the milk to it, give it a shake, and just pour it right out. You don't even have a bowl to clean.
Shh. Anyway, pancake day, everyone. Yay!
I do like a short stack.
A bachelorette here in the Bay Area has launched a campaign to find her future hubby and the father of her children.
Okay. Wow.
It's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's understandable. If you've done online dating and you haven't had success and you feel like...
You're desperate.
Well, that does... I wasn't going to use that word because that's not a good description.
But it feels like...
If you say to someone you're desperate, they're going to be like...
Yeah, you should find someone who's into that. I don't like desperate.
Desperate has a loser tint on it, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
It does.
So this person has her... By the way, her name is... Let me get it.
You're saying this is a lady here in the Bay Area?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A woman. Woman.
She said she tried the online dating thing but wasn't having any luck. You can apply. She's accepting applications.
Oh. Mm.
Mary Lisa.
Mary Lisa.
Is her website. I couldn't get it to come up.
I got it.
But from billboards to potential wedding bells, one Bay Area woman has taken a bold and public approach to finding a husband. When it comes to love, some people swipe right. But one Bay Area woman has taken her search for a husband to new heights. She's on a billboard.
She's very cute. There's an About Lisa apply here. She's an attractive. Did you say how old she is? She looks 29 to me. She got a great smile. She's 41.
Oh, maybe I'll apply.
She looks great.
Maybe she's 41?
Yeah.
Oh, tick, tick, Lisa.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Well, I know, but she wants to have kids at 41.
Maybe she saved her eggs.
You think?
Maybe.
Or she could adopt.
She could. She's cute as a button.
Well, she lists the husband-to-be as the father of her children. So mm-hmm. I think she's hoping to go, you know, natural. But.
Convertible owner, Giants fan, artistic and creative, has not had any cosmetic procedures, high energy, healthy, active lifestyle, never married, no kids.
All this comes out of having too many bad dates.
Mm.
If you're interested in applying to be her future husband, the website has an application page. She also uses the website to spell out her likes, dislikes, and non-negotiables.
Fill it out, Maddie. I like this girl.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Awful big form.
So her name is Lisa, and I thought you were saying her name was Mary.
No. Her name is Lisa, but it's Mary.
Mary Lisa.
Mary.
Mary.
My apologies, everyone. It's Mary.
Yeah, you got to learn the difference between Mary and Mary.
Oh, it says here that she doesn't wear big hats or have any strange pets.
Oh, man, has she ever been a clown?
And she doesn't, no, and she doesn't like any hobbies that our own Maddie doesn't like.
Right.
She has perfectly normal hobbies.
She says it comes down to chemistry. But you know, it's things like religion, politics, lifestyle.
It's all on there.
I also want someone who leads a healthy lifestyle like I do. And she's somebody who wants to get married and have kids. That's what she's after. So this isn't one of those, yeah, I'll hit that.
Yeah.
She's aware that you would hit that. But she wants to marry
and have
kids.
Maddie, don't
apply.
You're already married.
Yeah, I'm not applying.
Wait, why not? For real, why not?
Because he's already married. He needs to divorce someone.
This seems like a creative, ambitious, delightful woman.
She does.
She says, I'm real. I'm not looking for fame. I guess that was something that came up too, but I'm definitely a real person. This is a real endeavor, and my primary goal is to meet the love of my life, to get married, and to start a family. And she's mentioning that as having kids. She wants all the stuff. And I understand where she's coming from in that I know I've said this to you guys 1,000 times. Christina has a few single friends that are businesswomen. They work, they have a job, they have money, but they don't have a lot of time and they've not found a partner.
Right.
And often they find themselves going, I give up. I've got my career. I've got my friends. I've got enough. I don't need to be going on bad dates on a Saturday when I could have just had fun.
Right. Hang out with my friends.
Never
and
thought
had
fun. To say, hey, I know a guy.
Oh, you mean for you? Well, I don't know. Are you interested? I probably can enter. Wait a minute. Some lady I know that was like interested in you, you punted her already.
I punt. What can I say?
She's very picky.
What do you got going on this weekend?
I'm going out this weekend.
To?
Gonna go see a concert tonight.
Ooh.
Where?
At the Fox Theater.
Who's playing?
I forgot.
Who are you going with?
A friend.
New friend?
A friend I've seen every once in a while. Every month or two.
How long have you known this friend?
6 months or so.
Have you and this friend been intimate?
I'm not saying.
That's a yes.
Why aren't you saying?
Because he doesn't want to. I'll say it for him. It seems like it.
Just friend.
Uh-oh. Look at friend. He's going red.
Is there any potential that you could be, that she could be more than a friend?
I don't know.
Is there any potential that I shouldn't have used the word she?
No, it is a she.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. I just didn't want to be presumptive.
So just
there.
A little date.
Equal opportunity.
Are you going to dinner first?
Probably. I'll be rushing. I got to teach until 4:30 today. So.
And then you'll rush home.
Yes, change into my going out clothes.
Uh-huh.
Put something black on.
You're seeing some country artist or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like a country.
He just winked at you. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh, he fully gave you a wink.
Oh.
He said, I'm going to put my black clothes on.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Like his little black dress?
Jesse Murph. That's her name.
That's the artist you're seeing.
Jesse Murph.
Seems really cool.
All right.
I haven't been to a show since Winterland.
Ah. Huh.
Yeah. Oh, I went to Bottle Rock. But
were you invited to this show by her?
Yes.
Oh, so she has already bought you a ticket.
Yes.
Oh.
Are you really excited?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, our little Maddie.
It's nice to get out. I mean, I've exhausted Fred's conversations. You know, he's sick of me.
Ooh. He's not sick of you. Well, this lady, Mary Lisa.
Yeah, her name is Lisa. The website is, she wants to be married.
For
Mary
the show, Lisa. I will apply just to see if I get a response.
Let's see. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I wonder if she's a listener.
Now, she's part of the 50%.
This young lady says that she was previously engaged and had a long-term boyfriend, but he passed away from a terminal illness in 23.
Oh, my God.
So she went through that pain and grieving and then has, you know, her bounce back is I went on some dates and it's not that fun.
No.
So here she is. She's I'm putting a few different articles together at this point, but she started sort of jokingly making this website about getting, you know, what she wants because of the apps not really fulfilling her needs. And then she realized, how do I get this out there? And that's why she bought the billboard, which all seems very normal.
And think about, she was in her late 30s when this husband-to-be passed. So in a long-term illness, they probably knew for, you know, this is her boyfriend and her fiance. She's got, what a horrible thing to go through. You don't want to bring it up, but you're looking at your, you know, your calendar going, well, Jesus, this is crazy.
She says, I hope this is a great story we can tell our future children. And I do too.
I do too.
Good
I
luck,
wish
Lisa.
You well,
you
Lisa.
You seem like a nice lady. And you would be very happy with our Maddie.
MarryLisa.com. Is that it? MarryLisa.com.
Yes.
Marry Lisa.
Marry.
Marry.
Not Mary.
Not Mary.
Marry.
Marry.
I did a few of these the other day, and there's more. So.
Oh, okay.
The don't knock it till you try it life hacks.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do this one because I told you about this, I don't know how many years ago, and you went, a shower beer? Who does that?
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
And
the
I was like,
beer.
Yeah, every person ever that's partied.
I don't know. I feel like my hands are busy and soapy and slippery. I'm just going to quickly take a shower. I'll leave my beer next to the sink.
Bob,
and...
Of course.
The shower beer, right?
Of course.
Right? No, of course.
Geez, I thought I was a good partier. But you guys, I mean, you have really...
Well, you get in the shower, you look at the little soap stand, you flick the soap off of there, clunk, there's your beer.
It just feels like a disaster waiting to happen.
I mean, you're already relaxing, it's nice, it's
ready
like
to
make
go
it
out.
Even more relaxing.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
It's on!
Oh, all right.
You get reggae playing loud in the other room, Steel Pulse or something, you're showering, your friends are buzzing around like, oh, you know, we should go do this thing, that thing. It's fun!
I gotta take a quick shower, and I can't possibly put my... You don't even have any hair. So I don't give a shit. Just
I haven't done it now. I was 20.
This is not your first trip to the shaved head look.
I'm just saying that was, that's all many, many years ago. But yes, the shower beer. Just take a cold can into the shower.
Yeah, make it a can, not a bottle.
Well, I'm sure I did bottles too, but either way, I never had an incident.
Yeah, that's
well,
good.
Yeah. Lots of stuff seems ill-advised when you're young and yet. Mm. Watch me stick this. Hold my beer. I'm going to stick this
I got
landing.
This. It's fun. I've had 12 of these. This is going to go great.
Eating kiwi with the skin on.
No.
I thought you couldn't do that.
I don't want
it. It's hair.
Either.
Yeah. It's like hairy.
Yeah. I actually thought there was surprise. I've heard that about mangoes that you don't want to eat the skin. It'll upset your stomach.
Oh, the skin's rough on a mango. Yeah. I wouldn't try that.
And, but yeah, it is. It's like a furry little... I don't know. I always peel it. But if I could eat it without peeling it, I might eat more of them because they are a pain.
Yeah, I like kiwi, but yeah, I'm not eating the hairy outside.
Yeah.
No thanks. Chopsticks for Cheetos.
Oh, that's a great idea. I was just eating Cheetos yesterday. Well, whatever. I think they're called Cheddar Smiles, the ones you get at Whole Foods.
Oh, you got the healthy ones. They're not as
well,
good.
Are they healthy? I mean, it seems like they're...
No.
But yeah, and there I am with my orange fingers. I'm like... That's great. You could actually, I suppose, you could use a fork, too. You stab it in. But, yeah, the chopstick makes perfect
sense. That's the move.
Sense.
You reach into the bag so you don't get the whole, up the arm.
Right. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Cheetos.
I usually pour my Cheetos into a bowl.
I was eating them with Edie once because Isla can't eat those. But we're eating them, and she goes, this is really good. What is this? And I was like, I do not know.
I think I have Cheetos mixed up with cheese puffs.
Yeah, Cheetos are the harder
one. Yeah, Cheetos are the little, they
the
look like little
ones.
Mini shillelaghs.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
That's actually a great idea for that because they really do orange you up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's again, good. What are they? Who knows?
Nobody knows.
You don't want that Cheeto all over you.
Cheeto?
That's
Cheeto. What it's called, the dust.
The dust.
Cheeto?
Cheeto.
Oh.
800-400-3697, that's our phone number. You can text us at 800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
408. Oh, my God, Vinny. You just shouted 17 questions in a row to Maddie. Enough with the interrogation. Thank you.
Boy, slipping
his
DMs.
He made that up. That's not even a text. He made that up.
925. Yay, Maddie. Jesse Murph is so good. Tyler and SF.
Oh.
From 707. Went to a Pitch Your Friend event this week where you put together a slideshow about your single friend. It's a Bay Area thing.
Oh,
M and SF.
That's kind of fun to have your friend do the pitch for you. Because it is true. Your friends are the ones who they know you, they love you, they know what's great about you. They know all your faults.
No, they don't.
Sure they do.
They've never been with you, though.
Yeah, but, Marianne could... She needs to keep her yap closed when she's trying to fix me up on a date.
What? Why?
Because, your friends know all your deep, dark secrets. They know who you are.
And if they're still willing to get up on a stage and pitch you,
right,
means you can't be that bad.
So I should just trust her to pitch me, right?
650, sriracha on popcorn is delicious, but we have to use chopsticks for them, Nat in San Jose.
Sriracha
Kiwi skin is gross, but you can eat it. But the hack is to cut it right in half and just spoon it out. We eat so many more now. Jay and Davis on the app.
Oh. Cut it in half the long way and spoon the thing right out of there?
Yep, that's the way.
That's pretty good.
I bet you could just throw the whole kiwi into a smoothie. That way you get the skin.
That would work, yeah. That would absolutely. I I've started making smoothies again, and it is really, that's...
They are delicious.
It's great.
Put a little yogurt in there.
I don't do the yogurt, but I do some protein. It's great. The kids go, oh, yeah, and it fills them up faster, you know, with a sandwich that you made, and it's a whole thing.
And then last, Kate in Concord says, beer in the shower, so good, takes me back to college. It's called a Bower. Didn't know. Oh.
I never called it that, but okay. But we did Bower that regularly.
I feel like I'm only going to be in there for a minute.
What else do you want to tell us about tonight?
That's it.
No more thoughts on tonight?
No, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing Jesse Murph.
Have you and Jesse kissed before?
Jesse's the
artist. Singer.
Oh, what's the girl, the name you're dating?
I'm not saying.
This is fun.
You're
we'll
smart. That was
this.
A trick. I was hoping to get that out of you, but
you're good.
Right.
You're good. You're
wasn't
good,
that
sir.
Good.
Ed Sheeran and more torture for Maddie after these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.